السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 38, 39 and 40. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sends the Wahi revelation to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam via the agency of the Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And then the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam recites the Noble Quran, which is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse 38. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ, and if you, ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you ask them, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, who has created the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation, the terrestrial creation, the entire universe, who created it? لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, surely they will say it is Almighty Allah, there is a supreme being. So many people will say that. The atheists say there's nobody, it just occurred on its own. Put them in that place and let that plane crash and just see what they will say before crashing. They will say, oh God, oh so and so, help us. The natural instinct comes to the fore. So that is what happens to the human being. So remember, deep down they know there is a supreme being. He created the entire universe. He is the exclusive Khalik, the creator, and the exclusive Malik, that everything in the universe belongs solely only to him. We are but temporary owners and users. Qul, ask them and address them, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afara'aytum, akhbiruni. Afara'aytum means, hence, what must you must now inform me. Ma tad'una min dunillah, that what you are worshipping beside Almighty Allah, all these idols and deities and so forth. In aradani Allahu bidurrin, when Almighty Allah has decreed some distress, calamity, catastrophe upon me. So now some sickness, some cancer, some problem comes, Allah forbid. Hal hunna kashifatu durrihi, these deities, these idols, are they able to remove this calamity, disaster, catastrophe? Obviously not. They can't even help themselves. An animal, a bird comes and urinates and defecates on them, they can't remove it. How are they going to help you? O aradani bi rahmatin, O Almighty Allah has decreed some mercy, that I must have a child, a son, a daughter, I must have $1 million, you understand, enterprise, shop and business and what have you, and some good fortune, whatever that is permissible. Hal hunna mumsikatu rahmati, what are they, these deities, idols and semi-gods, demigods of yours, are they able to withhold it, withhold the mercy of Allah and prevent it? Obviously no. So they can't do anything. They can't help themselves. They can't help the others as well. So obviously the person who's worshipping them is weak, and who he's worshipping is weak. Both are good for nothing. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. When a person is in a tight corner, in a difficult situation, say individually, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Like Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam was reciting whilst he was airborne, and they cast and threw him into the fire. And once he reached the inferno, then Allah Jalla wa Ala already instructed the fire. Qulna ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh, you fire, you become a place of safety and coolness for my Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Many a time in life, people want to run down somebody, people want to disgrace somebody, and so forth and so on. But Almighty Allah disgraces them. And remember, the person who they want to harm, Almighty Allah gives him further izzat and honor. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا, and they intended plotting, planning against Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, hence we made them the plotters and the schemers, that we made them the ones that most humiliated, the biggest losers. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, the messengers and the prophets, and verses number 69 and 70. So there you have it, and that is in the 17 supara. So many a times in life we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone, wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha, he gives honor to whomsoever he wishes, he disgraces whoever he wishes. And collectively we should be reading as the ummah, see what is happening in Gaza, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Sudan, in Somalia, and in Burma and other parts of the world, Syria, Libya, just to name a few. You. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah alone is sufficient for us. He is the best one to take care of our affairs. And chapter 22, verse 78, the last line. Fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. He, Almighty Allah, hence, is the best protector, the best helper. Alayhi yatawakkalul mutawakkilun. The people were true iman, complete trust in Almighty Allah. Only upon Almighty Allah do they place their trust. Once you place your trust on human beings, then remember, you'll be disappointed. But when you place your trust solely on Almighty Allah, always you'll be a winner. There will be trials and tests, there will be vicissitudes and up and down, but that's the great lesson to learn. Qul, say Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to your people, Ya Qawm i'malu. Oh my people, oh my nation, meaning the Quraysh, that you are the people, I am rahmatul lil alameen. My message is to everybody, the entire human race and jinn. But the misdaqi overly, the first people I'll address is you, because you are my direct audience. Ya qawmi malu ala makanatikum. Oh my people, that you continue your actions in your places. You want to continue with your kufr and shirk, your blasphemy and your polytheism and your idol worship, you carry on. Inni amil, I'm continuing with my actions. I worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and I will continue doing that. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen, for you is your religion, and for me is my religion, Islam. And Islam was, is, will always be the only religion accepted by Almighty Allah from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, from Adam and Eve, right till the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Then, فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, soon you will come to know. And what you will come to know? Just see the Jutlas, the Jutlis, the Haramis, the Jews, and the Zionists. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ أَذَابُ يُغْزِيهِ, for whom will the punishment come to disgrace them? Just see how disgraced they are in the entire world. Anybody sees a Jew or a Jewess, they tell them, you're guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and you are a disgrace to humanity and cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this is in this world, Adabu yughzihi, wa yahillu alayhi adabun muqim. Wa yahillu, the word comes from hulul, and it will descend upon them Jahannam, Adhabum Muqeem, the perpetual eternal punishment in the year after. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allah save us from the fire. Allahumma ahfadna min, may Almighty Allah protect us. We must always remain devoted, dedicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam. Yes, we have weaknesses. We are human beings. Wa khuliqa al-insanu dha'ifa. Human being is created weak. We commit vices, we commit sins. But we keep on begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. In this very chapter, you will do the verse. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. People will criticize us, castigate us, but Allah says, come to me and ask me, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wadkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimeen. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you exclusively are the one, the most merciful one to show mercy. Allah says in chapter 39, verse 53, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Allah will forgive all the sins. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 26th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 390. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yesterday, around 10 o'clock or so at night, we received the sad news that Qari Ismail Desai, the one of, you know, Amzinto, Da'watul Haq, Chota Mota's beloved son, he passed away, wantaqala ila rahmatillah, at the age of 64, and he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel. Well, Yunus Patel told me personally that, rahimahullah, that may receive two Khalifa here. I only got two Khulafa and Khalifas, one Qari Ismail Desai, nahiz rahimahullah, and one Maulana Dawood Siddat, hafidhullah. He say, other Hazrat, other people give out Khilafat chocolate ki tara, toffee ki tara. I only got two. That's his exact words, verbatim, I'm quoting him. Nevertheless, you must remember, so Qari Ismail Desai, so we met him about 6-7 weeks ago, when Hafiz Muhammad Basa took me there to Amzinto. We had Jummah there, and thereafter the Jummah Salat, we had lunch by Maulana Usman Kadwa, Hafidhullah, and then I told him I must go to the madrasa. Such a beautiful scene it was when I just entered Amzinto and I looked at the masjid, and long I haven't been there. So we had a good discussion. I asked him, Qari sahab, from inception till today, how many students have become Hafiz? He said, plus minus 750. He said, Walid Majid sahab, in the time of Walid sahab, his beloved father, Chota Mota, there were very few students, and Chota Mota would not like big numbers. He rather concentrated on quality than quantity. And then I saw the whole madrasa, the new structure. We were so impressed, we made dua, and that was our last meeting. So today, 10 o'clock there at the madrasa, Amzinto Da'watul Haqi Janaza Salat. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant Qari Ismail Desai Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Allah grant his sons, that Qari Hamza, Qari Ahmad, and the rest of the family, all of them Sabre Jameel, a great loss, not to South Africa only, but to the entire Ummah. Khayrukum man ta'allam al Quran wa allama. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. So that was his mission and message, carrying the flag of his father. His father used to take students in the 50s, 60s, 70s to Mias Farm, and that is how Allah accepted him, if you know the history, geography. So nevertheless, Allah grant all of them. There'll be so many students crying, weeping, our beloved teacher has passed away. So that is what it is. is all about? We must ask ourselves. Tomorrow is our turn. What have we prepared for that year after? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Another massacre there in Palestine and in Gaza. The Jews, the Zionists, the Haramis, the Big Bees, and the mass murderers have murdered 109 people. And you must remember that from there, 25-30 are babies and children. Imagine if this was Afghanistan or Iraq or some Muslim country doing it against a Western country. There will be sanctions, embargo, there will be a war. But yeah, the Westerners and the whiteys, America, Europe, NATO, still supporting the aggressor and the war criminal, the pariah state. Shame on you whiteys. You're a disgrace to humanity. And that is what will lead to civil war, believe you me, in your own countries. You watch what will happen to America. Allahumma shaddid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Watch what happens in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Allahumma ahlikhum, and the Saudi Arabia and Emirates and all those Arab and poor dictators, haramis and murtads. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. 21 jutlas dispatched to death yesterday, including generals and so forth. So we target their police and their army and their servicemen and military, and they are targeting our babies, children and civilians. So 8 peacekeepers were attacked by Israel there in of the United Nations there in Lebanon. So does this tell you people want peace? There are people desperate now fighting, and remember your days are numbered, Jutlas. I told you, inshallah, in our lifetime, Israel will be wiped off the face surface of this earth. That is what our leader waqala qaiduna waqala muassisuna, and our leader and our foundation member of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwarallahu marqadahu, said, by inshallah, inshallah, 2027, Israel will be no more. It's not something we believe in. It's just his opinion, but inshallah, it will happen. Allah ta'ala shuhada ki khun ko zaya nahi farmayenge. Allah will never let the blood of the martyrs go in vain. Allah ta'ala knows the past, the present, and the future. And Allah will decimate them and America, inshallah. Israel has wiped out more than 900 families in Gaza alone. The whole family, 10 people, 15 people, 20 people, 30 people like that. Trump is a racist and narcissist, so now he's making a mockery of Kamala. And remember that Kamala, the people were saying Kamala, Kamala. So she said, take your name, and the people were confused. So he tell her, Kamala, you're an idiot. So that's what he does with his personal attacks, but he's the biggest moron. Trump is a moron, and the Republicans, the Democrats, including him, Joe Genocide Biden, and Harris, and Obama, whole lot of them, and Clinton, all haramis and all war criminals, if you ask me. So Israel every day is just pushing itself into a corner and becoming a pariah state. It said that UNRWA will not operate now, so the world condemned them, including America. So their foreign minister said, no, we will delay the implementation of that and so forth. The Knesset, look at this. Jealousy, that is what happens to them. Hasadam min Indian Fusim. They burn with jealousy, the Jutlas, the Zionists, and the Haramis. The Knesset blocks U.S. consulate for the Palestinians in Jerusalem. Said, no, you can't have a consulate here. As though as Jerusalem and Israel belongs to them. They squatters and invaders and settlers. And one settler, one bullet. And he, Gideon Levy, wrote, he said, these settlers are subhuman, and we all are settlers. If you all are settlers, then everyone is a legitimate target. So you must remember that. So you see, in India, in Kerala, this week, Thursday night, Friday, is their Diwali. That is their business, got nothing to do with us. But see what I tell you. And now you see it happen already. So in Kerala, there are more than 100 people injured and so forth. Fire explosion, fire just in display, explosion take place, and then people had to dash for cover and so forth. So the organizers are now arrested by the police and so forth and so on. So you must remember, for us as Muslims, to advertise in the newspapers, social media, anywhere, Happy Diwali and so forth, to the Hindu clientele, all haram, all that. When you love their custom and their tradition and festivals, you will wake up with them. Allah forbid. Quran is warning us, chapter 5, verse 51, whether it's Diwali, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's Valentine, whether it's Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary. So all that is haram for us as Muslims. Well, chapter 5, verse 51, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whosoever befriends them, you love them, their culture and festivals, you become part and parcel of them. مَنْ تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith mentioned there, you must remember, in Abu Dawood, sahih, authentic hadith. Fatwa of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, and اجتنبوا أعداء الله في إيدهم, mentioned in Bayhaqi. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah, regarding their Eid, regarding their festivals and celebrations. See what India is doing. They're booming the economy. They're even beating Saudi Arabia and the Arab regimes, the idiots and the fools. They're buying so much oil, that's India, from Russia. So Putin and Modi are now making big deals. India is fearing that maybe America will apply and put some sanctions on them. But nothing has happened as yet. So they buy so much oil, and then at a huge profit they sell it to Europe and so forth. So their sales to Europe is more than that of Saudi Arabia, and that a smart move by the Indian government. So you must remember that. Now look at you, Erdogan and Turkey. 4,000 Turks are part of the IDF. Is that not hypocrisy? So you should ban them. They must never be allowed to come back to Turkey. Tell them, go frack there and die there. More than 100 are dispatched to Jahannam forever already. So yeah, you must remember that the US and Canada must get tougher on India. That is what the Sikh leaders are telling them, because they don't agree at all, the Sikhs and the Hindus and so forth. The general's plan for Gaza. So what is the general's plan for Gaza? No food, no medication, no water. Let them starve to death, and then that is how we will solve the problem. This is Israel, the mass murderers, mass starvation and mass murder of babies and children. Allah's curse be upon you, Jutlas and generals. And Alhamdulillah, America is losing both wars. That they are sponsoring Israel, 70-75% expenses coming from America. They're pouring in millions and billions in Ukraine, and there also they're getting a good hiding. Today Putin, yesterday, day for yesterday, Putin launched the nuclear exercises. Today, as I speak to you, Wednesday, is day number 978 days from the time Putin and Russia invaded. We support Putin in that battle against Ukraine and America. MBS, Hindustan Times, the Indian Times, they call Hindustan, they reported in the past 8 years, more than 21,000 people died because of overwork, heat exhaustion, and torture, and what have you, and so forth, pulling the arm, doing this project, and so. And you want to give him the World Cup in 2034, FIFA? Where's your human rights? These are people who are tinpot dictators, murderers who murdered Jamal Khashoggi and so forth. UAE, another harami, so sponsor of what? Sponsor of the rapid forces in Sudan, and they raping the women there. Our Muslim women, remember, instead of getting raped, they are committing suicide. Can you imagine? They have an option, either they get raped and mass raped, or either they commit suicide. Allah alone have mercy on this ummah. Wallahu al-Muslim. Naeem Qasim is the new leader of Hezbollah. Already Israel said, we're going to target you. The countdown has begun. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, meet Shahbaz Sharif. Shahbaz Sharif of Pakistan, the Prime Minister, comes with cap in hand as a beggar, obviously. So he's inviting leaders for the FII. You know what is the FII? The Future Investment, you must remember, Initiative. Future Investment Initiative. So now he wants to buy off the people. Let's do this, let's do that, and so forth. Ukraine to force another 160,000 men, they must enter into the army. Otherwise, they're getting a good threshing there. Well done, Putin. Starmer the Harami. Starmer, he is losing. He is from the Labour Party. He is even less popular than Sunak. You remember Sunak? Where are you, Sunak, you Harami? Where are you going to make Diwali? In Rwanda or India? I told you that those whiteys, they hate you. And go fly a kite. And that's what they did. But Starmer is even worse than him. That is the latest polls coming out from the UK. Ryan, he is a guy, commentator. He was interviewing Mahdi Hassan. Mahdi Hassan is a master in his field, but he's a Shia, you must remember that. Mahdi Hassan cornered him, and then he started making some insulting remarks. So CNN kicked him out and said, "You're not welcome here." See how they get humiliated and so forth. South Africa, African National Congress, ANC Secretary Balula warns the ANC leaders to stop speaking about the presidential successor who will take over after Cyril and so forth. He says, "Stop." But how can you stop? Nobody will listen to him. The intent is clear. That is what South Africa says when they delivered all the documents and so forth to the ICJ, that Israel deliberately, intentionally is committing genocide and crimes against humanity and so forth. But the same South Africa, ANC, is giving them coal, millions and millions of dollars. So where the hell do you stand, ANC? Kick out their ambassador and diplomats. Stop giving them coal and making us fools and idiots. Every forum is to test the water in Stellenbosch. I must congratulate you, my brother, Yusuf Mehter. You are a master. That's what we need. He is a sharpshooter. So yesterday, Mona Salim Karim in Johannesburg, he was driving, and three guys were pretending to be cops, and they're showing him he's got a flat tire. They tried to hijack him, steal his vehicle, and kidnap him, or whatever. He sent all three of them straight to hell. A real sharpshooter. I don't know what gun he was using, but Yusuf Mehter, I will take your name for many days. Man, I'm telling you, you did something, but I believe he's a gun shop owner. So well done, Yusuf Mehter. That's what we Muslims must do. We must never get intimidated. Anybody make nonsense, we put them away. Our programs for today will be 8:30 to 9. That will be Mufti Farhan Karani. 11 to 12, The Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, Inshallah, Tafsir of Noble Quran. Wednesday today, between Zohar and Asr, duas are accepted. May Almighty Allah decimate, dismantle the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel and all their supporters and helpers. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. Now, Salim, we have 16 minutes, 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
Can a Muslim person work as a salesman in a car showroom and direct a buyer to bank finance, which will be interest-based?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Totally haram for you to become a participant in that transaction, either by contracting or either by assisting. You're showing the person, here is the bank on the premises, or go to that bank in the town, in the city. All that haram. You are an accomplice in this crime, like how all this America, Europe accomplice in the genocide. So Quran Kareem warns us regarding interest. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to verse 279. I read for you two, Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you do not abstain, refrain from participating directly, indirectly, in interest-related transactions, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habib حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعيد شديد في هذه الآية. Such a severe warning in this verse. Allah did not mention such a warning for any crime in the noble Quran. Absolutely haram, not permissible.
Express that which men use on ihram, is it fine to use it or not?
Yes, permissible is not ideal, desirable, but the people, their ihram keeps on falling, or they keep on exposing their legs and thighs and so forth and so on. So then if they apply, you'll see the Egyptians and so forth, they come with a press start, you understood? Many Arab countries, because first time they're coming and they look clumsy, they don't know what they're doing. So fatwa, verdict will be permissible, but not desirable, meaning it is just acceptable.
If your boss oppresses you and the co-staff workers are jealous on you, must you leave the job or is there a dua to read?
Read the dua, Allahumma khirli khara khere, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, hadith in Tirmidhi. Oh beloved Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Then inshaAllah, whatever Allah puts in your heart, then you act on that. And in the interim, still stay there till you get another job if you intend moving. Don't just leave immediately and then you sit without the job. So read Surah 29, Chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 33, and that will be Rabbin Surni Alal Qawmil Mufsideen, O Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. Who read this dua? Lut alayhi salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, against the gay community and the people engaged in homosexuality, sodomy. Allah Jalla wala punish them. That land of Sodom and Gomorrah became the lowest point on earth as far as altitude goes, and the water is telling you a story, al-bahrul mayyit, the Dead Sea. So all these are signs how Allah punished them and so forth. Read hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah alone is sufficient for us and is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. Chapter 3, verse 173. Read surah 40, verse 44, wa ufawwidu amri ilallah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Ya Allah, my matters, I hand them all over to you. Verily, Allah is all observing, all overseeing over the servants. Then the next verse, chapter 40, verse 45, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah will protect that person from those people who are plotting, planning, and so forth. You know, professional jealousy is always there. Lawyer against lawyer, doctor against lawyer, Molvi against Molvi, and it carries on like that. So that you will get in most places, brother.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know who has more rights over a woman, her siblings or her children?
A children, definitely. Remember that your children, your siblings will not even inherit if your son is alive. So you must remember that. First you worry about your husband, then you worry about your parents, then you worry, you must remember over your children and so forth. Then only comes sibling in that. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uti tu jawami al kalim." I have been given comprehensive words. Words are few, but encyclopedic meanings. So what law did he teach us? He, Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, Al-Aqrab fal-Aqrab. Who is the nearest to you? So your nearest to you will be your children, not the siblings. So whether you are the father, whether you are the mother, and so forth, you have to worry more about them compared to your siblings. They will get preference, definitely.
Mufti Saab, my daughter is making nikah to a graduating alim. Is it permissible to have the name put on the invitation card that will go to family and friends?
MashaAllah, you're getting married now in Sha'ban and so forth. So this week, Sunday, will be the first, inshaAllah. We will scan the sky Saturday night, and it's 27 hours plus. So we will see the moon, inshaAllah al-Aziz. That will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. Pronounce the month correctly, Jumad al-Ula, not Jamada, Jumad al-Ula. Then it's 4 months left for Ramadan. So in Sha'ban, you're getting married, or Shawwal, you're getting married, MashaAllah. Very good, we make dua for you and the Maulana and the Alim and so forth. Now you want to put your daughter's name on the invitation card, Salma, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. It's totally permissible. Sometimes we want to become holier than thou. I ask you, in the Quran Sharif, how many times is Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's name mentioned? 25 times. And how many times is Nabi Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her name mentioned? Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, her name is mentioned 34 times. So that some people say, no, Hazrat Maryam's name is mentioned because Nabi Isa alayhi salam didn't have a father. But it can't be 100% true, because now 25 and 34, how you justify that? A whole entire surah, chapter 19, comprising 98 verses, entitled Surah Maryam. What you going to do with our mother Siddiqah, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha? 2,210 ahadith narrated by her. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum li ahali, rawahu Tirmidhi. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha reports, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are the best of you, remember, to your wives and children. I am the best to my wives and my children. What we're going to say, all this is haram? Inna lillahi wa inna rajoon. So I don't agree with that the names are now parda and is haram and all that. Yes, you want to do it, you'll say it's your own precaution and you must remember your taqwa and so forth. But to say, I put my daughter's name and so forth in the invitation card, I'm doing haram, that we reject, remember that. There's no such thing in Islam. I'm giving you all the dalail and evidence and so forth. You, the Maulana, Mausaleem Kareem, you perform more nikahs than me, you understand, because I tell them straight, I can't perform the nikah and I'm not coming for the chow and all that, so people don't like. So we've performed very few nikahs, really speaking, comparatively. Imagine now on that card is written there, Binte Suleiman, Binte Dawood, Binte Daswa Abdullah and Salim and whatever, Abdul Qadir, we don't know, and you make the nikah, what will happen? We don't know which daughter is getting married by. Just now we get the wrong daughter married then. So you must remember that. So to put the name, totally permissible. Don't come with your holier than thou attitude here.
Mufti Sahab, if I read two rakats of Nafil Namaz, Salatul Hajat, and eat such that I read 40 times La ilaha illa anta ila akhirihi, is this correct?
Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, verse number 87, the dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Jonah, while she was in the belly of the fish, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah jalla wala said, wa najjaynahu min al-gham, and we rescued him from the sadness, the grief, the worry, sorry, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. Similarly, we will rescue the believers. So you are my sister, brother, tahajjud time you're reading and in sujood you're reading, everything you're doing is right, but don't emphasize it must be 40 and so forth. Any amount of time you read it, so that's fine. And hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, he habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam said, aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbi wa wasajidun. The nearest the person comes to Almighty Allah's mercy is whilst you are prostrating, an act of complete submission, surrender, and we are handing ourselves to Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَقَمِنٌ أَيُّسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Two separate ahadith, the starting is the same. So make abundant dua in that posture and supplicate to Almighty Allah. Exert yourself and ask Almighty Allah, your duas will be accepted. So as long as you are reading it in Arabic, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Excellent. But don't worry about 40. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So that is the criteria always.
So one of my family members have a court case in November. What can he pray and make dua that the case be thrown out?
First and foremost, my brother, you need to do some introspection. Ask yourself, istafti nafsak, istafti qalbak, that are you guilty or you're not guilty? Today, people remember commit murder, but they call it manslaughter. And then sometimes they commit rape, and then they say it is sexual assault and so forth. It's a disgrace, you know, today we put people on air and so forth who are guilty of manslaughter and all that. In Islam, it's haram that. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ So you must remember, you cannot assist, remember people in crime and in, you must remember vices and so forth. Quran is very clear. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. What is the truth we have to speak? Remember this type. People like, don't like, it's their business, this type of things here. So you, brother, sister, ask yourself, what are you looking for? You are saying it must be thrown out. But who is guilty? If you are guilty, you have to admit you are guilty. If you are framed or somebody has set you up and so forth, then read Surah 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ And I hand over my matters to Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Verily, Allah is all observing over the servant. And read حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Read Surah 29 verse 30 رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ I never went to court in my life, you know that. Once in Newcastle, I had to go because one student stole something. So the lawyer told me, Mohsema can't go, he's too old, you better go. Because he was principal, Rahimahullah, I was the deputy vice principal. So first time I went there, that was for a student's case. For my case, then once I went here, but I threw the case out, Alhamdulillah. With Allah's help and so forth. So you must just ask Allah. So we were innocent from the start, so forth. We got nothing to do. But people, they try their luck, you know, they want money or they want this or they want that. So you must ask yourself, what are you? Are you guilty or not guilty? وَلَا تَكُلْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا You the lawyer, you the advocate, you cannot side with the person who's guilty and say no. Don't say murder, but say manslaughter. Don't say rape, but say sexual assault. So that is not permissible in Islam. So we need to be very clear on these issues.
Is it permissible to sell vapes?
Totally haram. Our fatwa is that to smoke, to buy, to sell vape, and that big pipe. Tabu Mbeki used to have a big pipe. I met him in the airport once, twice, and we flew together also. So once it was a local flight, and once was from here to Dubai, so I had to go speak to him. Mr. President, how are you doing? So I'm doing fine. And that day he wrote an article in a newspaper. So I told him, I read your article. You wrote a nice article. So he chuckled, you know, he used to have a big pipe. You see that? His bodyguards were there. I say, leave them and what they can touch us. But remember that. We just go and tune him up. I'm so tall and he's so short, like, you know, and this type. All this pipe and all this vape and cigarette, all haram in Islam. They told me one place, you can't come here for Jummah and lecture about cigarettes. I said, why? They said, the one trustee, he smokes too much. Can you believe that? So deliberately, I'll go and speak. If you tell me not to speak, I'll speak. You understood? I never supposed to speak about that, but you tell me, I'll speak about it. So that is what you tell. Last question.
Mufti Saab, could you please advise, if it is okay to seek ruqya to be done by someone for myself?
All this ruqya business is all money-making and not permissible. Every Muslim in any part of the world, you must know Surah Fatiha. You must know four surahs. Qul ya kafirun, qul wallah, qul al-falaq al-binas. You know Ayatul Kursi. So just read that and blow on yourself. That's ruqya. For what you have to go to other people to read and they must blow on you? It's all money-making gimmick, all these things. Yeah. So my advice to you, brother, sister, forget them all. It's just money-making gimmicks, all this. Just like the halal logos and Sharia compliant. Just money-making gimmicks. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.